I'm Christine Dean. This is Live from Studio A. We are welcoming today to our studios a band from, I'm not quite clear, and I think you guys are from the Twin Cities, is that right?
Roughly.
Okay, they're roughly from the Twin Cities. We're going to get to the bottom of that. Well, I'm going to have you guys get started with a song here, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more about Cousin Dad. What do you want to get started with?
We're going to start with a fiddle tune. Bill Monroe fiddle tune called My Father's Footsteps.
Yep.
'Cousin Dad, live from Studio A. And, all right, who wants to introduce the band? There's a bunch of you, and you're not even all here, right?
Right.
Somebody with a microphone.
I'm going to make Paul talk today.
All right.
Pete's going to make me talk, and what I will say is on the bass is Pete Matheson. And over to my left is John Soderberg on guitar, and Ross Vaughn on mandolin, and our ringer, Tom Schaefer on the fiddle, Dr. Tom Schaefer.
Now, how long has Cousin Dad been around?
We're not quite sure. We've forgotten when we formed, but we're thinking maybe 25 years. And John and Ross have known each other since kids, so maybe, 70 or 80 years? that might be incorrect on them, but we'll say 25. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good. And now, where did you first get started? And is it the same people that have been in the band the whole time? Has there been a lot of turnover or...?
Some of us have been fired and rehired within those 25 years, but Tom is our new guy we've lured into the band. So what was the question?
I'm wondering if the lineup has been pretty stable for those 25 years.
Stable, yeah.
Yeah, it's been the same group of guys since the beginning and until. But sometime last year when Ken Sherman, who has Duluth connections, left the band, and Tom came in. Otherwise, it's the same old boring bunch of guys.
Well, I would definitely not say boring. You guys do some fun stuff. definitely a bluegrass influence in there, but you also have, you know, a little jazz and other sorts of stuff that kind of sneaks its way into your music as well. And so you've been around for quite a while, which is kind of unusual for a band. So what's kept you going that long? And did you start? Let me just stick with one question at a time. What's kept you going that long? You're not sick of each other yet? Golf, yeah.
Golf and good dinners. Mm-hmm. These guys are great cooks.
And a determined lack of ambition, I think, helps keep bands together. We just want to have fun, play good music.
We don't have any real artistic differences because we don't have any artistic direction.
Now, has it always been that way? I mean, you guys do seem kind of like a laid-back bunch of guys. You know, looking at your playing schedule, you play, you know, a few times a month, but nothing crazy. Has it been that way throughout your career or musical career, or have there been times when you were more active and a little more ambitious?
Yes, some of us have wanted to be rock stars in our youth. And have retired that ambition, I suppose, at this point. But and some of us play in multiple bands, so they're pretty busy.
But Cousin Dad has been pretty steadily. And where did the band form?
We just smolder along, but we want to play more. We're getting older, and our time is freeing up a little bit with other obligations, and we want to play more. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did you guys form?
Mostly around Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
Ross lives in St. Cloud. John's from Elk River. Usually right around there.
Okay. So most of you live down there, but you kind of come from different places to get together. And and it looks like you do. Is that accurate? You play a few times a month. And I see some festivals in there. You're doing this festival this weekend. Is that pretty much how regularly goes?
Yeah, we play a lot of festivals, a few parties, and then a few pizza joints and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Been playing at the Whiskey Junction bar down in Minneapolis. We're looking for work, yeah.
I was looking for more.
Some of us are retired and really looking for work.
Well, it just seems like you have a lot of fun playing together and doing what you do. When you first started, what kind of brought everybody together? What was it, this particular kind of music that you were all into, or how did it happen? How did you first get together?
Well, I met Pete. We used to be in a folk rock band called Farm Accident, and he brought me to a bluegrass festival, and I was hooked on that kind of music. Go ahead, John, tell us about yourself.
And from there, we realized that we all shared all kinds of music together, and we've just opened it up, and we play a little bit of everything.
And how do you still add new music to the repertoire after all this time?
We do, and some of it is music we've forgotten from years before.
So it seems like it's new.
That's right.
Even though it's not. How does that happen? How do you stumble upon new music that ends up becoming part of Cousin Dad's repertoire?
We have a lot of different ways. Paul writes a lot of music. Our drummer tracks writes a lot of music. The rest of us just have music kind of bouncing around inside our heads, and sometimes it leaks out.
So you guys do some original stuff as well as probably some traditional stuff as well, I would guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the last song, that fiddle tune, that's about as traditional as we get.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we actually do try to play it kind of traditionally, but not very often.
You kind of put your own spin on it. And you have one album out, right? And there's kind of a fun story on your website about how that one album came to be in False Starts. And any plans to record anytime again in the near future? I would assume this is a question you guys hate.
No, well, there's talk. We always want to record. It's a band having sort of as laid back as we are, sometimes find it hard to get in the studio, but we have a ton of original material and new material. So I think within the next couple of years, we should have another project recorded and available.
We might be waiting for the music industry to change to fit our style.
Well, I think it kind of has a little bit, you know, with, you know, bands like Trampled by Turtles are huge now. And, you know, so I think it's your moment.
What's with that? We want to open for them.
Maybe you could. Well, let's hear another tune and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you guys want to play now?
This next song is a tune called I Do What I Can, which is a song we have played at bluegrass festivals to their shock and perhaps dismay, but this is one of our non-bluegrass style tunes. She said, bring to me the head of John the Baptist, the knucklebone from the hand of St. Francis, for you are dancing the ring, Harry the Cyclone McKing. I dedicate a long and tender kiss of black mass held in the Oval Office. I'm waiting my way down the list. You are not satisfied. Baby, you know I do what I can. Baby, you know I do what I can. I do what I can. Sometimes it's not enough.
Cousin Dad, live from Studio A. And the name, okay, first of all, I got to know about the name from the band. Where did that come from?
I had nothing.
I think the guy who talks about the name is the drummer, and he's not here today. So.
Oh,
yeah, I think
okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Which is Greg Traxler. And you can track him down and get the answers to all these questions about the name. I honestly don't remember.
There's adult beverages and a campfire, I think.
Adult beverages
yes.
And a campfire involved?
Yeah.
In the coming like up that. With?
I think we can honestly say we don't know why, how, when, or who.
Actually, I do know it. This is what I know, is that it's related to an event at Sawbill Canoe Outfitters with Bill Hansen, who I think has a big connection to the radio station here, and Ken's brother and a friend of Ken's brother, whose eyes were either a little too close together or a little too far apart. I can't remember that detail.
So,
and aren't you sorry you asked?
No, not at all. Because you know the name kind of flows, but then when you think about it, you go, what? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Now you mentioned that that song was like kind of less on the bluegrass spectrum. Do you play a lot of bluegrassy events, and do you feel like you fit in there? And I mean, or is it just pretty much kind of open to bluegrass influenced bands, and you feel like you fit in just fine, or how does that work?
You know, it used to be somewhat controversial, and our drummer Trax used to get hate notes after a set, but I think it's opened up to be more inclusive of lots of different kinds of music as younger groups get interested in it, and the old hardcore bluegrassers die off, I suppose. We're not really afraid to play this music for bluegrass crowds anymore.
Well, and that's kind of what happens with music. It evolves, right?
Sure.
And some people keep just the straight-ahead tradition alive, and other people take it in a different direction.
Yeah.
It's the way it's supposed to be.
Survival of the fittest.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
We're going to do a Greg Brown number that I think I've done here before on KUMD long ago. This one is called Just a Bum. I met a man, he was a well-dressed man. He had a tan, from the Yucca tan. He had a car, it looked like a star. I said, hey, don't I know who you are? But when I looked into his eyes, something I saw was a big surprise. It was a friend that he's just a bum someday, and all his stuff is gone, and he's left without a dime. Time ain't money when all you got is time. And you can see him standing on a corner with a nightly beard and a bright red eyes. He said, I'm doing fine, I'm moving up the ladder. Wrong, 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 gonna get my million while I am still young. But at night, when he's had a few, his eyes seem different than his tongue. They say, I'm afraid that I'm just a bum someday, when all my stuff is gone and I'm dead.
Fog, can't hide it in a mansion with a support a dog. No matter how we plan and rehearse, we're at a pink slips mercy in a paper universe. And we're afraid that we're just a bone someday when all our stuff is gone and we're left without a dime. Time and money when all you got is time. And you can see us standing on a corner with an angry beard and a problem. Always this way. One bad little thing happened, one bad little day. Heartbreak is bad, teeth and the sour smell. He lives when he can in a cheap hotel, and he's afraid that he just bumps someday when all his stuff is gone and he's left.
That's Cousin Dad live from Studio A, and Greg Brown tune there. And you mentioned that some of you are in other bands. Anybody you want to mention? Other bands that you want to mention?
Actually, three of us play in another band called Def Lester. That's pretty straight bluegrass.
Def Lester.
I play in a band called nice. Ruby Magpie. It's hot, 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 if I do say so myself. I play in one called The New Distractions. Tom plays in about, you pick a name, pick a band. He's probably played with them.
Tune Jerks.
Tune Jerks? Okay. So some of you are pretty busy guys, busy musicians, anyway. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
That is Cousin Dad. And today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Skylar Larson, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.